It's our second podcast in English. You're listening to NVT Eastid with me, Solveig Voice, and today's guest, Färjestad's goaltender, Max Legacy. Welcome, Max.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you here in the VIP section.
Yeah. It's my first time coming up here.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be here, you know, you were supposed to be down on the ice, but...
Yeah, I like the ice view better.
I think so. But it's a really nice seating. We're sitting here. It's Monday after practice.
Correct. Yeah.
No, and it's Christmas week.
Christmas already. Can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe it. I'm a bit stressed with everything, but you know, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's the best time of the year, so we can't complain, right?
No. You're a Christmas guy?
Oh, big time. Big time. I'm a family guy, and Christmas always meant a lot of family times back when I was a kid. So right now is my favorite time of the year for sure.
I wonder what you're going to think about Christmas in Sweden, if it's any different from the ones that you've celebrated before.
I'm wondering the same, to be honest. Obviously, I probably won't be able to celebrate with the typical Swedish way, because I'll probably do my own thing a little bit. But I'm sure the food is a little different. But yeah. When I asked the guys, it sounded like it's very family oriented. I was happy to hear. It's just, you know, you walk around town, you see all the decoration. It's my favorite. It's that easy. It's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah. How do you celebrate when you're back at home in Canada? Do you celebrate with your family?
Yes. Yeah. Well, with hockey, it's been on and off. Obviously, sometimes I was stuck in my city where I played in North America. But the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 years, I was able to travel home and spend time with my family. And like I said, that's a good refresh, see my family and spend some time with them. And feels like a Christmas time. Everybody's happy, right?
Yeah.
You eat well, you see family, and it's the magical time of the year.
Mm. Do you eat turkey in Canada at Christmas?
Some do. My family, personally, we don't. But I know it's a very popular meal to put on the table for Christmas and families in Canada. Yes.
What do you have at Christmas? What do you eat?
What we do in my family, we usually have... every member of the family brings a little stuff. It's like a big buffet kind of style. So we don't sit down really to eat. We just eat while talking and unpacking a gift. So that's my biggest memory of Christmas, you know, eating, take a gift, unpack it, and being so happy. And we have sandwiches, little pastries, little steak. How do you call those meats? Meat.
Is it like meat. A pie or something?
Yeah, pie. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Meat pies and stuff like that. So it's always the best. You eat a ton. So you have to be careful when you go back on the scale when you're back playing hockey. But it's great.
It's the same in Sweden. Yeah. We eat all the time. I mean, from morning to evening, people are eating all the time.
It's perfect, right?
I mean, it is the season of eating, isn't
it? Yeah, I know. It's perfect. And like, it's all homemade. So it's always even better. So it's memories right now are coming back to me. So it's easy to say that it's my favorite, right?
It is. I mean, for everyone, I think it is. And especially in these dark times, it's like a really nice opportunity to just gather and, you know, see each other, family, warmth, just, you know, gather around something happy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so you bring everybody around and you forget about everything. Yeah. It's just the best time. And there's no problem at Christmas.
No, that's the thing. That's really good. And before you go on like a Christmas, not a leave, but a few days off, you're going to have one more game in the SHL.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's like all in. And then it's like breathe for a couple of days again.
Yeah. One more game and then we go on the break. One more game to play good and show the fans. At least it's a home, which is super cool. Mm. Sometimes you play on the road, which is kind of, you got to travel and then back. But now we play at home in front of our fans and then we go on a Christmas break. Can't be too pissed off about that.
No, it's going to be good. I think so. And that's the feeling you get when you talk to coach as well, that, one more game, just put everything out there and then, you know, breathe and then you're at it again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, exactly. I love, it's been a good schedule for us, I think. Yeah. It's been busy the last couple of weeks, but it's busy in a good way, I think. We got to show our character a lot. Then one more game and then good break.
Mm. We're going to back it up a bit, Max, to where it all started.
Yes, yes.
Did you play like any other sports when you were a kid?
I'd say football here.
Football, yes, yeah.
Soccer in Canada, but I did play a little bit. But in Canada, hockey is it's a religion. So for me, it was hockey all the way, I believe, since a very young age. And since then, you know, when I had to make the choice, okay, now it's going to be hockey, school and everything, hockey took over, and it's still the same up to today.
Yeah. You've never like thought that, no, this is enough, I want to do something else.
Oh, you always have those, I guess. Yeah. Sometimes in your career, you always have those thoughts. You're like, okay, maybe it's time, but you keep pushing through. And I think that's been one of my key component to my success through hockey was just keep pushing and keep working hard. And I was very fortunate to have a good career up to this point.
Mm. Do you come from a hockey family?
I wouldn't say like a hockey family, but obviously hockey's been a big part. You know, my dad was doing work for the leagues, the minor leagues in Quebec, so he was always involved, and my mother was always around, biggest supporters, both of them. So I wouldn't say like, it's not like my dad played in the NHL or something, like you hear that a lot around hockey, but they definitely were big supporters, and they showed up every practice, every game. So I owe a lot of time and effort to them, which is nice. You know, I feel like, you know, keep pushing it, pushing through, and being able to live a couple moments, you know, my first game in the NHL and stuff like that with them and share that with them is kind of the way I kind of give back to them here. Like I gave everything, and here we kind of made it. So they still support me up to today. They always show up. They always cheer me on and, you know, good pat in the back when it's not going my way. But since day one, they've been the biggest supporters and one of the reasons why I made it.
Yeah. Can they follow the Swedish games as well?
It's been rough. Yeah. It's been very rough. We have 6 hours difference from here. So it's obviously been hard. So sometimes they text me, hey, how was the game? Should we watch? and then I tell them, yeah, you should watch. Yeah. It was pretty fun. But they have been having a harder time this year to watch all the games, because obviously usually they would watch every minute of it.
Yeah.
But they've been following every day, every game I play. They shoot a text. And we can keep contact with the whole family. So it's been an adjustment, but I think they figured it out now.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, the time difference is just not helpful.
It's huge. Yeah. To be honest, it's my first time in Europe, so I didn't know what to expect with the time change. You're 6 hours. When you just say it, doesn't sound too bad, but when they wake up, I'm already past lunch. So it's a pretty heavy time change, but it's been great. You know, with my family, we've adjusted, and it's been pretty much a breeze.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. And I mean, it sounds like they've been with you every step of the way. They every saw step. Your first NHL games and they just followed you through everything.
Oh, everything. The highs and the lows, you know, my dad and mother were there through my whole career. When I was, like I said earlier, they were there for every practice, every game. They didn't miss one. And then through my juniors in Canada, that was the first time I played away from home, but they would travel every other time, and I was lucky enough to have a very good billet family, Bill and Pat and PEI. I'm not sure if the listeners will know where that is, but it's a small town. It was like 7 hours away or six hours away from my hometown, but I had them and my family, so they would travel and come see me. And now, and then after that, like I said earlier, when they were able to see my first NHL start was a very, very special moment. I can't even say that I remember that game, but it was it's obviously very emotional when you when I look back at it. And to have them still being 30 years old myself and have them still, you know, text me, call me and talk about hockey and see how I feel. It's been a blessing to have them in my life.
Mm. What did they say about when the opportunity came to go to Sweden? Because it's something different.
It is. It was very different. Yeah. But I think they were very happy for me. The funny thing is that I had plans to travel to Sweden just for vacation this past summer. Unfortunately, I had a knee surgery and wasn't able to come, which turned out to be pretty much a good thing, I think, because I think it was something with visa related or something like that would have made it a little harder to get it. But I think it was meant to be. And when I told them I was probably going to go to Sweden, they were really were happy. Back home, we hear a lot of good things about Sweden, and obviously, I played with a lot of Swedes in my in North America, and it was one. I think it's. I would say it's pretty much the only league I was looking at coming over, and I'm really happy I did.
Yeah.
And they're really happy that I did. They see how happy I am over here. They see how the organization treats me, and it's been living up to my expectations and. Probably more, to be honest. It's it's been awesome, and they've been supportive of it since day one. I think they knew they know I'm fine. Every year when I go somewhere, they know I'll be fine. But obviously, as a parent, you probably don't know where your kid's going. You're like, okay, I'll support it, but
yeah, I want to make sure.
Yeah. But this year, they know like how good the organization is. I told them everything, and I'm sure they wish they could see me more, but. They support it, and I'm very happy I made the move.
Mm. Was the process a long one when Färjestad came in contact with you, or was it a quick decision?
I'd say the decision was, I can't say it was long, because obviously with the way it works, you don't have much time to make the decision. You can't wait and see, you know. But I think for me, it was time. I knew it was kind of time to look at that options, those options. And we talked a little bit everywhere and see what was coming up. And then when Färjestad contacted my agent, the choice made was it so easy. You know, it made it much easier at the time. We talked, I'd say, for two, maybe a week.
Yeah.
And the decision was made by us. To come here. I think I only heard great words, and obviously as soon as I heard I texted my Swedes buddy, and everybody was like, oh, that was my favorite team when I was a kid. So I was like, okay, I think it'll be a good fit. And I talked to Valin, and I talked to Maskian. I don't want to say Massier. I don't know. He's going to be pissed if I say
mask,
it wrong.
Yeah.
But I'll say Maskin. But I talked to both of them, and like, I called my mom after the phone calls. I remember, and I told her like, "This, I'm going to be happy over there. I know I'm going to be happy. I know it's the best fit I could have found to find my my happiness kind of around hockey back." And sure enough, I mean. I've been happy and enjoying every day over here.
Mm. When you came here, I mean, you come with some expectations, obviously, about the organization and the team and the crew and everything. What were your first impressions when you came here?
It was amazing. Yeah. It was honestly like you never really know when you go to a new place how it's going to turn out. I've been around hockey enough to know that it's going to be fine, obviously, but you never know how the group can be. You never know. I knew it was a good team, a good organization from, you know, like I said, talking to people. But at the end of the day, you want to make your own opinion when you get here. And I even told the guys, like, it was so easy to fit in this group. Everybody was welcoming, and they'd say, you know, good morning. The respect is there from everybody, top to bottom, from, you know, the GM to the owners. It's been so easy for, I want to talk for all the imports, you know, me and G and Tomas. It's been a very easy situation for us to come in and just perform, do our thing. Especially coming over from North America, sometimes maybe you don't know if the guys are, oh, there's another import. It's been nothing about that. Everybody's been so nice to us. And it's been very easy to, you know, go out there on the ice and just do our thing. Mm. Especially, you know, I came off a knee surgery at first. And I kind of, you know, you always have that guilt kind of, because you show up, you can't do everything that the guys are going through and all that. But everybody was so supportive. They let me take the time I needed to get, you know, 100% healthy. And that just gave me a boost, you know. Mm. I want to put that jersey on and just do my best for everybody, you know, the fans, the direction that took a chance on me, and obviously my teammates. So it's been a very smooth transition, and I'll never say it enough, but I'm very fortunate to have taken the opportunity I was given.
Mm. And when we look at your stats right now, you're going towards a season that is one of the top ones in your career.
Yeah.
How has the start been for you? What have you developed so far?
Like I said, I think the most important thing for me was to find kind of my happiness in hockey. You know, sometimes over in North America, it's the busy schedule is very, like, it's very different. We're so busy. You play a lot of games. And sometimes you kind of lose that time to practice little things that makes a difference. And coming here, you know, so early before the season and having Mascan, who's very meticulous on things, and Carl, obviously, you know, I learn from him every day as well because he's young and he's a great talent. So I look at him and I take away little things, and we have time to work on stuff. Mm. And like I said, it's been such a fun time to be around all the guys and to be here with the organization, that when I go home, I'm happy. So obviously it's going to show up in my games, right? It's going to show up in how I present myself every morning at the rink. If I'm happy, I'm going to be happy on the ice and have fun. And that's the most, to me, I feel like it's the most, it's the easiest way to play hockey.
Yeah.
When you feel light, when you feel, you're not thinking too much, you just go out there, do your thing. You know, it's we've been around hockey enough to know we know we have the talent, we know we have that, but if you can't use it because your thoughts are all over the place, so you tend to have, you know, less good seasons and stuff like that. But I'd say the major part for me this year has been just really working hard on little stuff and be very meticulous. And you know, I came here with an open mind, open heart, and I'm just happy that it shows on the ice and that the efforts we put in every day can help me win games.
Mm. Are you surprised of your own adjustment to the Swedish hockey? Because I mean, it's a big difference with the big ice and everything.
Obviously, the first week I was here, I'd say I was very nervous at points. I was like, okay, I'm 30 years old. Like, am I going to be able to adjust? You know, you never know, really. And, but like, I'll never say it enough. It's been the adjustment with the team. Everybody's helped me. So, it was easy to go on the ice. And even though I had some terrible days, I thought at first, I didn't practice. I didn't feel like myself. Mascan and Carl were there to just like, hey, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, tell me, like, it's okay. Like, you'll get there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't believe it. But, you know, we kept pushing, kept working on little things. And I feel like now I can play with just a free mind. You know, it's been great. And even I forgot, but they told me when I got here, I got the chance to meet the psychologist.
Yeah.
That we have, Andy, and he's been a big part too of the whole thing. You know, he's I knew about a lot of stuff because I worked with other sports psychologists before, but his approach really spoke to me, and like so I integrated that to my routine and to my game. And with adding Andy, adding Mascan, adding Carl, like with the whole team. An organization, it's been, you know, it's been fantastic. So it would be hard to say that I'm unhappy.
Yeah. Can you pinpoint when it changed for you, that feeling of like, what am I doing, to, hey, I've got this?
Obviously, I think my first game SHL, for sure, I was very nervous. It's so weird. Like, it's funny because I was 30 years old. I am 30 years old. And I was like, for sure I can have it, right?
Yeah.
But then you have your little, you know, one side is telling you, oh, you're fine. Then the other side is telling you, well, maybe you don't know. So it was a big part, like I said, working with Andy on just canceling out those thoughts and just, you know, focus on little things that I can do every day to be the better version of myself. And so if I can pinpoint a moment, I'd say probably my first game, and then I think it was my second or third, I don't even want to try to say the city, Timrå.
Very good.
And then I thought it was a good game, and then I was like, okay, now we work.
Yeah.
Now the work shows up. Now every effort, like every practice and everything we worked on in practice is starting to show. And so, you know, from there, I just keep working, and it's been fun.
Mm.
Nu är den här. Kia EV9 är en helt elektrifierad SUV med ultrasnabb laddning, oslagbar komfort upp till 7 sittplatser och en räckvidd på upp till 505 kilometer. Kia EV9 öppnar en värld av möjligheter.
Kia, movement that inspires.
Vafa Bil, din bilaffär och A-bilar i Arvika.
Hallå där! Håll koll i höst. Läs de senaste nyheterna med MVT:s pluspaket i 3 månader för endast 29 kronor. Med pluspaketet läser du alla nyheter på sajten och i vår nyhetsapp. Länken till erbjudandet hittar du i avsnittsbeskrivningen.
Vill du och ditt företag nå ut genom våra poddar? Vi på NVT Media hjälper dig med din marknadsföring. Kontakta oss på mediepartner@nvtmedia.se så berättar vi mer.
And now you've worked with Carl and Musken for a couple of months.
Yes.
How would you describe your relationship with Carl? Because you didn't know him when you came here.
No, not at all.
No.
It's awesome. I love to work with him. He's a great kid. And he's a great talent.
Mm.
So like I said earlier, I think I can learn from him every day. He's got skills that you don't find every corner. You know, I've played a lot of hockey and he's got that edge, just that that edge in games. You know, it's very impressive. I was very, very impressed with him so far this season. And it's been very easy to work with him. I'd say that the relationship is like brothers, you know.
Yeah.
It's like literally that. There's a healthy competition. Obviously, he wants the net. I want to play, but it's the healthiest way you can play. It's been only but pleasure. We go out and we just do our thing, right? Mm. And when he plays and he wins, I'm as happy as I am when I play and I win. It's and I think that's what you need to make it far in any team. You know, it's. It's very hard to have only one goalie and play him all the time and then get to playoffs and he has to play again. So I think having our relationship and the way we work, I think we're both hard workers. We put in the effort. So it's been nothing but fun. And Maskian has been very supportive of us and of our relationship too. So it couldn't be easier. And I couldn't have asked for a better partner to go through the a season like that.
It's really fun to see you at practices because very many practices you have like a competition in the end of it where one team plays the other. And I don't know how many times I've heard coach say, "Oh, right, we're going to penalty shots," because you really compete.
Yeah. We try. That's what it is. Like Carl is so good sometimes. He doesn't give up goals.
No,
and I'm like, okay, well, I can't give up goals.
No.
So you're like, okay, well, I got to really, really pull up some good saves here because I know Carl is going to be. So it's been, like I said, it's a lot of fun when you have a relationship like that with your partner. I've been very fortunate throughout my career. Now it's just fun because I know Carl is, you know, he wants to cross over to the NHL and funny things, he's with Vegas. So I've been there. So it's like, I want to support him 1,000%, you know, I want to push him to make so he can live moments, those moments. So it's so much fun to work with him, and I'll keep in touch for the rest of his career for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it must be really special to work with someone who is going that way.
Exactly.
I mean, you can see every step he's taking.
Yeah. Exactly. It's so different because over in North America, like I said earlier, it's very busy. And like I've worked with my partners that I had the previous years, but it's very different because you're in that organization.
Yes.
And so there's always like, you know, I wanted that place, and it's very different. Mm. Not that it's bad because I had great partners as well, but here it's like, it's different. It's you keep the same team. It doesn't move, which in North America, sometimes if you're in the AHL, there's call-ups, call-down.
Yeah,
so the team kind of change, right? Mm. So here, we're a family. We're one big group. And we know that at the end of the year, if we make it, it's together.
Mm.
So which is nice. And for me to work with a young, very good talent, I'm like, okay, cool. Like. Mm. When I need tickets down the road, I'll call him.
Yeah, he's got that for you.
Oh yeah,
probably.
For sure.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, we'll put pressure on him now. We recorded it, so
yeah. No, yeah. It's great. He's been awesome. He's such a fun guy to be around. So he's gonna be great.
Mm. And now you lived in Karlstad as well for a couple of months, and you came from Quebec City. What are the differences between these towns? Because it sounds like galaxies between them, but it's not actually.
It's not.
No.
It's really not. Quebec is very European. Sorry, European like. We have like this. I'd say the downtown.
Yeah.
We have it's called the Chateau Frontenac, which is a castle. Now used as a hotel, and it's if you walk around town, it's very European. So when I came over here. Obviously, I think Karlstad is a little smaller, but can I use the word vibe?
The vibe is very different.
It's not very different. I think Quebec City, being a smaller city as well in Canada, is very laid back. It's very people are very welcoming. So are people here. So for me, when I came here, didn't know what to expect. It was very. I was not too. You know, it was not too different than going to groceries. I didn't feel like I was out of place or anything. People are very nice. Everybody speaks English around town. So it's been very smooth. It's been very easy. So when I compare it to Quebec, like when people ask, it's not very different. It's maybe a little bigger. The city is a little bigger, but you know, we have good restaurants. Karlstad has good restaurants.
Yeah.
So there's plenty to do in both, and it's been quite easy to adjust.
Mm. Well, that's impressive, actually, because I thought, oh my goodness, you know, coming from there to here.
Yeah.
But obviously, I mean, it's quite a lot is the same then.
Yeah. Well, that's from Quebec City.
Yeah.
From I lived in American cities. Obviously, American cities sometimes see. A little bit more crimes where, you know, you don't feel as safe where you're walking into town at night. Here is not a problem. When I compare it to Quebec, where I'm from, it's very similar. It's very, very easy to adjust to the way the people here live.
Mm. Do you get recognized? When you're out in town?
Yeah, a little bit. Actually,
yeah.
I was very surprised, you know, at first, I don't think I had played the game or even it was probably during camp and people were coming to ask for pictures, but everybody's so respectful. Nothing was too much, you know, people are very nice over here and I would never say no because, you know, they come here and they encourage us so well. I've been very impressed with people here. So now it's sometimes I get recognized, but not too much, which is nice. I'm a kind of a low-key guy.
Yeah. And what do you say about the fans? Because now you've played in front of them, yeah, both home and away.
Yeah.
They follow you around, you know, all of Sweden. So
it's so cool.
Yeah.
I'd say like from going to North America to coming here, the coolest thing is that, is
yeah,
the fans.
Yeah.
And especially here, they've been supportive. And like, it was the first, I remember the first game we played here, I didn't play, I was on the bench, and I got to listen like to the song they sang at the start. Mm. I thought it was so cool. I had the chills on the ice. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And it's like, it kind of added like a little bit of nerves for me to play my first game here. Cause I like, okay, like people really care and like,
yeah,
you want to do well for them because they're a big part of the team. So it added a little stress. And I remember, I think my first game was Rogle here.
Mm.
And I kept thinking, you don't want to think about those things.
No.
But I couldn't help it. You know, I got to win. I want to win so bad. Mm. I want to win so, so bad in front of the fans and hear them sing. You know, obviously, you want to keep them going all games. So it's very special. Mm. It's a very special thing to have the chance to play in front of a good crowd like that and to see them on the road sometimes. We play in BL. There was fun, which is very impressive and very cool. Like, I'm very fortunate to see that night in and night out.
Mm. When you're playing, do you hear them or do you like shut everything off?
You can't tune that out.
No.
It's too fun. It's too fun.
Yeah.
I for sure hear them, but it's not in a bad way. You know, I think it's cool. Even on the road, like even if it's the opposite fans, it's so different from what we're used to over in North America that I can't hate it. I just love it. It adds so much to the game. It makes the game, every game is special. And making the game special, you want to give your all. So it's just, you know, like they're so important to us. And I think the cool thing is I think they know. And that's why they show up in a big way like this. It's cool. It's really cool. I think North America, like it's cool fans and stuff, but they should take something from how you guys do it here. It's very, very cool. Yeah, I really love it.
Yeah, many say that when they come here, that it's something extra. They didn't really expect it. But
no,
you knew that Färjestad has really good fans, right?
Oh, yeah. I knew. It's one of the top-selling building in the league. So, but you never, like I said earlier, you never know what to expect until you see it. And every time I hear that song at the start, I get chills. It's so cool.
Yeah. Do you know the words? Have you learned it?
I try to read it.
It's like, no.
I just gave up. I can't say that I understand, but just the fact that everybody's got their banner up and just singing, I think it's so cool. It's got to be cool in playoffs. That's another thing. That's another thing I can't wait to see.
No, it's just something extra.
Yeah, because playoffs is just a little bit of more emotion. So it's got to be cool. It's been a blessing to see every game. I love it.
You should actually translate the words in that hymn because it's really nice. It's really deep, like meaning.
Okay.
So yeah, ask one of the guys to sing it for you in Canadian or French or English. What language you prefer?
I will actually, because I always wonder what they say. I asked. I don't remember who I asked. He kind of told me, but I want to do the whole thing and see what it says because I don't know. I just love the. I don't know. I think we have the best, to be honest.
Yeah. You've heard now.
Yeah, I've heard a couple.
All of them,
I think we have the best song. Mm. It sounds so cool when they sing it.
All right, we're going to jump into the listener section now.
Sounds good.
As I told you before we started recording, we have asked for questions for you. And I was like, I've drowned in them. So I've chosen a few. We're not going to sit here until Christmas Eve. So the first one, what do you do when you're not playing hockey?
I don't do much, to be honest. I'm very low key. Me and my girlfriend love to go to restaurants. So obviously when we have time and maybe a day off or something like that, we love to try new restaurants. But on my free time, unfortunately my girlfriend can't live here. So, when I'm free and I don't have much to do, I just, play video games sometimes or just sit around, watch TV and stuff like that. But, right now, I'm a lot on Call of Duty with Carl.
We play really?
A lot, yeah, together. See, we're together at the rink and we're together at home.
Do you play together or against each other?
Oh, with.
With.
Yeah. Support all the time.
Does he have any skills there that you can tell us about?
Oh, he's so much better than me.
Really?
He's so good.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. He's so good. Yeah. I can't follow. But it's okay.
He carries me. Yeah, you're glad to have him on your team there as well.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
That's good. Yeah. All right. Favorite Swedish food?
Well, so far, I always loved meatballs, but I got to say the meatballs, it's an easy pick. Like it's been, every time we have it, I'm always happy.
Yeah. When they have them in the restaurant here, you always pick
quite often.
Them.
So it's, I love it. It's
easy pick.
Very simple for me. Like I love simple food. That's what I do at home. So for me, it's easy pick. The meatballs are great.
Very good. Your favorite arenas in the SHL? Do you have like a top three where you've been to now?
Other than ours?
Well, I guess that yours is number one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like for like, and that's honestly, ours is, I think, is the coolest to play in. But I'm biased a little bit, I guess. And then who else? I'd say Lulua.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty cool. Like the lighting was, the lighting and the sound was pretty, pretty unreal. And then number three, Rögle is pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty nice rink. It looks pretty new and stuff like that. I thought it was pretty neat.
Yeah. It's a really nice, like fresh arena.
Yeah. It looks brand new. It really looks new. Yeah. So yeah, I'd say those are three. Good three.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good. Very
and then Frölunda as well. Like, big crowd. When we played, it was packed.
Yeah.
Which was impressive. But it's different look, though. Mm. I like ours better.
Yeah. And I've heard that for goalies, it's really warm.
It is very warm.
Yeah.
It is so, so warm. But like the fact that when we play together, obviously, I think it's a big rivalry. So it's always packed. So that makes it cooler. Mm. But it is very warm.
Yeah.
It's very, very warm. And the lighting is a little different, I think, too, as well. It's just a little bit. But sometimes for goalies, it makes a big difference. But did I say that ours is better?
Yes, you did. Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's Scandinavian where Frölunda plays is like, and it's the same here. Every time Frölunda comes here, it's packed because the rivalry is like
Which
through
is
the
so
roof.
Cool. Yeah,
it's
very
fun.
Nice. It makes it way more... it makes it so much more emotional.
Yeah,
you know,
it
you
does.
Show up to games and you don't want to take a night off.
Mm-mm.
You know, when the rivalries show up, it's go time.
Yeah,
love it.
Who has been your biggest role model?
My biggest role model, I'd say my dad.
Yeah,
my dad and mom. They obviously put in so much time and effort and so much care too in my career that. You know, my mom is very, my mom and dad are very different persons. My dad is very quiet, which I think I get that from him a lot. He's very quiet, but you know that he's going to go through a wall for his kids. And my mom is loving, caring, very, she loves to talk, you know, she's awesome. So I'd say for sure those two, they put in so much effort, so much time for me to be successful and my brother as well, they got to be the best, the biggest role models for me.
Very good. Have you had any major setbacks in your career?
Setbacks? Yeah, for sure. And probably a lot.
Mm.
Probably a lot. Obviously, last season I wasn't very happy, you know, how my season turned out, which is always a setback. Mm. You know, you never want to have a season you're not happy with. There's going to be rough times. But other than that, you know, obviously there's always the not being able to sign to a place you wanted to go back and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, there's so many setbacks in the hockey career, but I feel like it's part of it.
Mm.
And you got to go through it to become a better athlete and person. You know, easy times don't really shape up the man you become. It's the hard times that really shape up the way you handle things.
Mm.
And I guess, fortunately or unfortunately, I've had hard times a lot in my career, which I think I learned a lot about myself and it made me a better person. in life in general, not only for hockey, but I learned a lot, you know, as an athlete too, and what to expect, what to do in certain situations. So I think it's very important to go through those little moments. Obviously, you want to keep them as short as possible, but it's a learning curve. You know, I'm 30 years old, and I'm sure it's going to be some times where, you know, it's going to be harder. But I think I want to think of myself that I know how to handle things, and I listen a lot to people. I when there's people around that can help me, I take the help and I listen. Which hopefully makes me a better person at the end of the day. So a lot of setbacks, but a lot of good times as well.
And I mean, it's with life.
Exactly.
Exactly the same. I mean, you're not where you are today if you don't have your setbacks. So.
No, exactly. Yeah. So it's I think it's important. It really shapes you up. It really, you know, life will give you lessons, and it's either you take it or and grow from it, or you know, cocoon and you hope for the best, which sometimes will be a little longer than if you you go head on.
Absolutely. All right. So tell us about your craziest experience on or off ice. Have you done anything really crazy sometime?
Crazy.
Like parachute experience. Jumping or diving with sharks or something?
No, I have not done anything like that. I'm trying to think if I have done anything crazy. I haven't done. I don't know.
That sounds a really very good question, doesn't it? It's like some people are really crazy and do crazy stuff.
Yeah, true.
I'm really scared of everything, so I don't do anything.
Same. I don't know, like the, you know, jumping parachute. My brother's done two jumps, and he seems like he enjoyed it. But I'm like, okay, but if I break my leg,
no.
What about my hockey? But I don't know. That's a really good question. Maybe I'll think of it. And
yeah, you'll get back next time we podcast. You'll come up with a list, like top three craziest things.
Yeah.
All right. From one crazy question to another, what is your spirit animal and why?
My spirit animal.
Do you have a spirit animal?
I can't say that I have, but what would it be? I'd say, because I'm a quiet guy, but I also like don't push my buttons too much. So I'm trying to think of an animal that's pretty low key, but hard worker. The wolf, maybe?
You're obviously picking the right one where you're in Värmland as well. It's the animal symbol for where you're staying now, right now. So yeah.
Then I say the wolf for sure.
The wolf. Very good. What is the weirdest Swedish word you know? Have you learned any Swedish, by the way?
I obviously like some words.
Yeah.
The weirdest word I've learned. Some I can't say. But the weirdest, that's a good question. I still haven't figured out laget, and sometimes they say laget for team, right?
Yes.
But there's also another meaning, it sounds the same. Like when you say hello or how are you?
Laget.
Laget, yes.
Laget or laget. Well, yeah, I can. Yeah, for me, that's tricky.
For me, that's like a math exam. And you show me like X, Y, Z. Yeah, like, that's the same. What? I'm like, okay, I got to figure that out. But the weirdest, I don't know.
Yeah, because laget is what's up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes they say that. I'm like, what do you mean, team?
Are we talking hockey now or whatever? Yeah,
it's early in the morning. Why you say lag it?
Yeah.
The weirdest.
Do like Edsel and Lillis, because they are from Värmland. They're two of the team players that are from here.
Okay.
They talk in a way. Do you hear like when they talk Swedish that it sounds different from?
No, I don't.
No?
It's not the first time I get the question. Do you hear the boys' accent when they speak? And I don't, obviously. Like, I really, really don't. To me, it sounds just the same. And I tried. I really tried.
Yeah.
Sometimes I focus and I'm like, do I hear something different?
Mm-hmm.
but not yet. No. Maybe by next year, like I'll really focus and try and learn a little more.
But you can like understand what the coach says when he's doing.
Now there's like certain words I can pick up.
Yeah.
So I kind of know what ballpark of, you know, within the ballpark of what we're talking about. But obviously I need my translator after if something is more complicated. But yeah, right now I'd say like when he speaks about certain situation like breakout and stuff like that, I think I understand. So I like to believe that I understand a little bit of what we're talking about. But I'm still missing a little, like some small details. But the boys have been very helpful with the translating.
Yeah, because you're a couple of guys in the team that doesn't speak exactly. Swedish. So, I mean, they probably have to translate.
They're very aware. Like, it's not like they're going to leave us hanging and okay, what's going on, guys?
No.
There's always one of the guys who's going to come up and tell us what's going on if we look lost puppies.
Yeah. But you and Jeremy have like French as your language.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Our first language is French. So it's been nice to have like one guy to speak in French. And then there's Thomas who speaks Czech, which is far from French, but he's been a great guy. He's a great guy too. So it's been very easy for us to have the boys translate. And, you know, I think Thomas picks up a little more because obviously he's been in Europe and he knows a little bit more the languages, and he heard them probably more than we did. But everybody's been very helpful, and we haven't had a situation so far that we didn't show up for a meeting. So it's good.
That's good. Well, you're probably on track then.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know the word gött?
Ooh, no.
Gött. It's like good.
Good? Okay.
Good, yeah.
I thought it was... what is it? I don't remember.
Yeah, because gött is like, they say it almost everywhere. It's like, oh, gött.
Or what's good is gött?
Gött, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought there was another...
Well, there are many words for it, but that's like what we use gött. A lot.
Gött. I'll remember it now.
Yeah, very good. You learned a new word today. So who's the funniest guy on the team?
The funniest guy on the team... I think low-key, I want to say Thornberg.
Really?
I really think he's funny.
Yeah.
I don't think, and he doesn't like try it. It's just his reaction sometimes, and what he says is very spontaneous.
Yeah.
I think it's very funny.
Yeah.
I really enjoy when he gives a comment. You're like, no way he just said that. It's just, it's very funny. I find it funny. That's my kind of humor, I guess. And
Well, that's good. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to him, definitely.
Who's the best player you've seen or met in the SHL? And it can be in your own team as well, of course.
The best player. I'm very impressed with Nystrom. He's very skilled.
Mm.
Like his skating abilities and, you know, puck decision or play decision is very sharp. There's a lot of good players too. We like, Nygaard, the way he skates is just out of this world.
Mm.
We have a good team, eh? When you think about it, I could say Vic is right now is just.
Oh yeah, he's glowing. You know, it's just like
it's like how do you stop that? Sometimes you score, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a goal on me as well. and then you know we have a lot of good players, I'd say. Like those three are very impressive to watch, especially right now. They're buzzing.
Mm, they are. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. The last question for today. Give us your best tips on Netflix. What do you watch right now?
Ooh, what do I watch right now?
Do you watch Netflix?
Not much.
No.
But my favorite right now has been Lupin. It's a French one.
Okay, is it a series or is it a film?
It's a French series, it's about, obviously the guy reads a book and like he's kind of, he robs stuff in a very particular way. It's very impressive. And that's so far like this year, there's three seasons out. And I'd say this right now is my favorite. Obviously it kind of sucks because it's in French. But I know that some of the guys that have watched it and they really enjoyed it. With subtitles, obviously. Or you can probably watch, maybe they've done the translation, I don't know. I don't know, for me, that's, I love that actor as well. He's played in one of my favorite movies all time. So I really enjoyed that. Lupin.
All right, Netflix. That's good. And that's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's on Netflix.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for that tips.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And thank you, Max, for joining us today.
Thank you.
It's been great.
It's been great. Yeah. I love it.
Very good answers as well.
I'll come back if you want me back.
Thank you very much. We'll look forward to that.
Thank you.
Then you can tell us about your craziest experience as well.
Yeah, I'll have time to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
We need a big list.
Maybe I'll go jump parachuting or something like that.
Diving out in the river here now afterwards.
That I can tell you.
Great. So Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And thanks for everyone who's been listening to this episode.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. And Merry Christmas to all our listeners and fans. And hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Well, I don't know when this airs, but...
I think we're going to air it to this afternoon. So if they listen, okay. I'm really quick at cutting. Well, I'm not, but I try to be. If they're listening after the Moodle game, then Merry Christmas to them.
Exactly. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
And thank you.
Good family time.
Thank you very much, Max.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, you too.
All right. Thank you. You've been listening to NVT Istid with me, Solveig Voice, and our guest, Max Legacy. Thank you for listening. Bye.